This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials said Friday all U.S. and NATO troops have left the biggest airbase in Afghanistan, moving closer to the complete withdrawal of foreign forces from the country after two decades of war. Bagram Air Base served as the center for U.S.-led operations in the rugged country, where the long war against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies started in 2001 following the September 11th attacks. A U.S. defense official confirmed their departure, while the Taliban says it welcomes and supports the latest phase of the troop pullout. The U.S. military and NATO are in the final stages of winding up involvement in Afghanistan, bringing home an unspecified number of remaining troops by the deadline of September 11th. The Taliban have launched relentless offensives across Afghanistan in the past 2 months, taking dozens of districts as Afghan security forces have largely consolidated their power in the country's major urban areas. Tokyo Olympics organizers warned Friday they were prepared to hold the games behind closed doors as virus cases rise again, leaving ticket holders in limbo just 3 weeks before the opening ceremony. It comes a day after Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the empty venues remain a possibility at the pandemic postponed games. Organizers decided last month to set a limit of 10,000 domestic fans, or half of each venue's capacity for Olympic events. But a rebound in COVID-19 cases in Tokyo has sparked fears that spectators could spread infections, with the government expected to extend antivirus measures covering the capital. Acknowledging the, quote, inconvenience and concern among fans who have already bought tickets for events, organizers pledged to make a decision, quote, quickly. This is VOA News.